And now, it's time for Mr. L's Tavern, your place for conservative common sense talk. It's time. Please step inside the tavern of Mr. L.
Fuck with America. That's the theme of the show. Don't fuck with America. Okay? Very simple. Very simple message. Very simple theme. Last night, the U.S. military did was what we thought would be impossible, an impossibility after waiting 10 years. We killed that rat bastard. God bless America. That's all I'm going to say.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. Oh, his truth is marching.
So the man who committed these most heinous acts of war crimes on America in September 11, 2001, I don't have to give you the histrionics. I mean, you pretty much basically know the deal. The coal, the Kenyan embassy bombings, 1993 World Trade Center bombings. I don't have to come out and give you the spiel, the histrionics of how we got here, as Obama did last night when he gave his statement finally an hour after he was supposed to give it. Mr. L's Tavern, conservative common sense talk. EmeraldTavern.blogspot.com, YouTube.com/EmeraldTavern, and ChimpsyTalk.com. I'm going to just say something about the future of this program, the show. I'm not going to be doing after this, I'm not going to be doing full on shows. I've decided, and some of you already know this, that I have been putting out YouTube video blogs, short commentaries. Sometimes they're long commentaries. Sometimes they're like 20, 25 minutes long on current events and what has been going on. I've been having lots of fun with a certain orange comb-over fraud Oompa Loompa named Donald Trump, who apparently thinks that cussing his way all the way to the presidency, that's the way he's going to get in there. Cussing his way and talking about irrelevant shit. Cussing his way, everything that he's got to say about everything is about China, right? even though his clothes were made in China. The Trump item clothing was made in China. And I love these Trump enablers who come and say, oh, well, why does it have to be, man, that a man can't go to China and get his clothes produced? Because, you fool, there are other countries that you could do it that are not exactly altogether hostile to America, okay? You could take him to South Korea. You could go to Vietnam. He could went to India to get his clothes made, okay? Or he could have just did what he's been bitching about all along, make them here in the USA, okay? That's what I'm going to say. Then he's also a fraud because of his draft dodging, the deferments, four deferments he got for being the son of a rich man, daddy's rich boy. That's who Donald Trump is. He is not representative of the working middle class. The house painter, the contractor, the baker, the pizza man, the cab driver, the mid-level business owner, okay? No, he is a spoiled little rich boy at the heart of it all. At the heart of all the rhetoric, he's a spoiled little rich boy, okay? And he's also an elitist. You think there's any difference between Obama's elitism and Donald Trump's elitism? No, there isn't. Okay, so there's so much with this fraud that you could hear it all at youtube.com/Emerald Tavern. So I've been having fun with Donald Trump on the YouTube channel, and I've been having fun with the YouTube channel, period. I got a lot of people telling me that I should keep up doing it. And frankly, doing whole shows is just not for me right at this moment. You know, maybe once in a while I'll do a whole show. And today warrants a whole show, because today is obviously Monday, May the 2nd, 2011, the year of our Lord, the day that we, the American military, not Obama, the American intelligence community, not Obama, the American intelligence community with the Navy SEALs, not Obama, that killed Osama bin Laden, mastermind of the terrorist syndicate known as Al-Qaeda. It's a very great day. It's a very great day, although I do have criticisms of all of the events that have transpired within the past, I don't know, how many hours it's been, 20 hours, right? Maybe when you're listening to it, it's going to be a day or so. Please don't tell me, you know, don't listen to this show. The show is being posted on May 2nd, 2011, on the day that he was killed, okay? Please do not listen to the show a couple of days later and say, they produced the photo, Mr. L. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, I'm saying on May 2nd, 2011, there still hasn't been a photo of bin Laden produced. Now, I wonder if they're going to do it. I wonder if they're going to do it. Why wouldn't you do it? Why wouldn't you produce a photo of the world's most wanted man? Why? You afraid to piss people off? They're already pissed off. They've been pissed off for decades. If you listen to the Ron Paulites, it's because of our involvement with Israel. If you listen to the Paulites who call them neocons, that we are just too free in the world. And if you listen to people like me, it's basically because they are just miserable people at heart. They live in misery, and in fact, their religion wants them to be miserable. And there was no reformation with their religion. And in fact, it's a throwback religion. And it doesn't matter what you do to them, how fast you bury a body to appease the Muslim culture that you think is so important. You see, Obama still doesn't get it, by the way. He thinks by throwing bin Laden in a bag and dumping him over a boat in the middle of the ocean somewhere, that we're doing it not to, so there won't be any shrines of worship that the Muslim can go to. And we're also giving a hat tip to the religious culture of Islam, and we feel that it's very important that we uphold that in this PC American culture, the culturally suicidal American president known as Barack Obama, okay? As somebody said it on my Facebook page, we should have wrapped him in bacon, tied him up outside in the heat, and let the birds get at him, okay? After he took the bullet in the head. I want to see the photo, okay? Not going to be happy until I see the photo. They say they're gonna release a photo. And who knows if they're going to do it because they don't want to piss anybody off. But I said they're already pissed off. Look what they wrote on these forums, these Islamic forums. They got it up on internationalnews.com, PK, in Dubai. It says, members of the jihadist forums said they prayed the news of Osama bin Laden's death was not true, and hinted that the retaliation of it was in some of the first Islamic reaction to the Al-Qaeda leader's death. They said, and I quote, "Oh God, please make this news not true. God curse you, Obama," said one message in an Arabic language forum. He said, he went on further, "Oh Americans, it is still legal for us to cut your necks. Osama bin Laden may be killed, but his message of jihad will never die. Brothers and sisters, wait and see. His death will be a blessing in disguise," said a poster on this Islamist forum. Okay? I'll repeat. Oh Americans, it is still legal for us to cut your necks. Okay? That means cutting your neck, cutting it off, cutting the head. Okay? All right. There you go. That's what you get for dumping his body in the sea to be a good PC president. Be a good PC president. You're probably saying to me, why can't you just revel in the victory of it all? Well, you know, I am. I am getting personal enjoyment from hearing him dead. But there's also a sense of frustration, and I think there might be a sense of frustration for you too, listening to this right now, to hear people, members in the media, acolytes of Obama, knob slobbers at MSNBC, CNN. If you watch carefully the video footage of the flash mob that appeared outside the White House, a bunch of college kids, all there because of Obama and Obama only. I said it last night on my YouTube channel. You could go listen to it. YouTube.com/MRL Tavern. You will see in the footage a little mind slut girl with glasses on, in pajamas, who was most likely at the benediction election night 2008 when Obama was elected. And she was probably holding a commie red flag, because a lot of the people had those. You know, they had their Che Rivera shirts on, and they had their Soviet Union flags out, because it was a great victory for communism in November of 2008. We just elected a first Marxist president. Don't you understand that? Don't you get that? No. Okay. So what she said was, this is a great day for the USA. I don't know it word for word, but if you watch the tapes over again, and there were some Obama-Biden posters out there waving signs, because this is a re-election season after all. So this little mind slut with glasses and a space in between her teeth sat there and said, "This is a great day for America. We killed bin Laden, and it's also a great day for the Obama presidency too." And of course, Jerry Rivers, a.k.a. Geraldo Rivera, that great moderate reporter, that centrist reporter, who he should have got his head blown off when he was in Libya a couple of weeks ago. I swear, you know, I don't wish death on people normally, and I hate doing this, but you know something? If the bullet would have just been a little bit more to the right and Jerry Rivers would have been taken out, I think I would have been a happier person today after the spectacle that I saw Jerry Rivers. So after Jerry Rivers got the comment from the little mind slut with the glasses on and the space between her teeth, he pulled the microphone from her mouth because, of course, he didn't want it to get out on Breitbart, you see. You see, Geraldo Rivera, if Andrew Breitbart or somebody associated with Breitbart is listening to me right now, and here's the show, go back and look at the footage. Geraldo Rivera, Jerry Rivers provided you with a wealth of fodder for your Breitbart.com website, big journalism or what have you, and showing that the people outside the White House, after finding out that bin Laden was killed, they were not out there because of the valiant efforts of our troops. They were not out there because of the CIA. They were not out there because of rendition, which is something that they abhorrently reject as liberals. They were out there because Bin Laden was caught under Obama. That's why. So I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about this in a little more. Mr. Ells Tavern, conservative common sense talk. MRLTavern.blogspot.com, YouTube.com/MRLTavern, ChimpsyTalk.com.
And now into young adulthood, many of them are college students. They asked me if they can get tomorrow's scheduled final reschedule. Of this happy, happy news. Let me just ask him, how do you feel?
I feel incredible. It's something that I've been hyped for all of a sudden since I'm hyped almost. It's been really incredible that he's finally gone.
We got him. It's really amazing being here while
I was dying this
time.
We got him, Morocco. We got him. It's a great day for America. Great day to be alive.
Yeah, he didn't mean to interrupt you. He took the microphone right from her mouth. The little mind slut with glasses. They went around to different several students outside the White House. I produced the audio for you because I think sometimes you think I'm making this shit up. I'm not making it up. I've been sitting there, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And of course, they went to this girl, this young girl. She's probably about 20 years old. She's probably about 10 when 9/11 happened. And the first thing that comes out of her mouth is, oh, it's a great day for the President of the United States. Like, yeah, okay. Not a great day for the military. Not a great day for the CIA. Not a great day for the Special Forces. Not a great day for the victims' families, people who perished in those planes, in those buildings. No. No. It's a great day for the President. And, of course, Jerry Rivers, Geraldo Rivera, pulls the mic from her mouth so she doesn't further embarrass herself, because it is embarrassing. I mean, these are classless people, and then they elected it. It's all the more reason how a classless person like Obama got elected in 2008. Did this bother you when you were watching this? I'll tell you this right now. It didn't bother me so much to watch the people gathering in Ground Zero, right? People who are coming from all over the tri-state area as we speak to gather. You know, people who have actually lost friends and family on that day, September 11, 2001. That didn't bother me really to see that. It doesn't bother me to see West Point cadets going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But when I saw this little flash mob outside the White House, and they're already politicking this. This girl should go work for the press office at the White House, because immediately they start politicking something that Obama really had nothing to do with. In all actuality, all he did was give the green light. And if he couldn't do that, then he would have had to just step down and resigned. And it could have happened. Listen, you know, it happened at least 8 times during Bill Clinton's reign as president. Michael Scheuer, the Bin Laden chief at the CIA, will tell you that they had at least 8 to 10 chances to get Bin Laden in the 90s under Clinton. And he bungled all of them, Bill Clinton. And most of it was because he was worried about killing civilians, okay? So the one thing I can give Obama credit for was that he wasn't like Bill Clinton and wasn't afraid to pull the trigger. But there are a lot of questions that remain. And it will go on for days and weeks and months. But yes, did this bother you? Did this flash mob outside the White House of kids that, like I said, I mean, 10, 8 years old? If they were 18 and they're going to college, and this is the first year of college, they were 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old when 9/11 happened? I'm sorry, but, you know, when I saw this group last night, when I was watching this on TV, and they always had the split screen cut, which I hate, because I'm trying to listen to the reports, and I got to do like a double eye. You know what I'm saying? I got to watch what's going on the left side of the screen, and then I got to pay attention to what's happening on the right side of the screen. And it's absurd because it's like confusing. Plus, I'm flashing around. Of course, the house outside looks like I got a strobe light in the room because I'm flicking the channels so much. What this did for me watching this sort of flash mob celebrating Obama instead of the death of Osama and celebrating not the greatness of our military and our intelligence community and what they're able to do if they're allowed to do it. No, I felt contempt for youth watching this. Total contempt. No respect for youth anymore. No respect for youth in America. And it bothered me. Did this bother you? It bothered me because these are people who, like I said before, if it was Bush or anyone else in the White House, if it was McCain had been elected and they got bin Laden, they would not have assembled out there like they did. They were not assembling in front of the White House because of the military, the CIA, the intelligence, listen, this was about a policy over many, many years going on since 9/11, a doctrine. This isn't the Obama doctrine. This was because of the Bush doctrine. Wanted dead or alive. Hunt them down. Smoke them out of their holes. Back then, in 2002 and in 2001, when President Bush said things like that, an axis of evil, he was called evil. He was called stupid. He was called that we were somehow insulting the world. We're insulting these Muslims. How could he say such a thing? But in fact, this tenacity, this ingenuity from our troops and our valiant troops and the people who were busting their ass in the intelligence community and special forces, the Navy SEALs, the Rangers, and so on and so forth, those are the people that these people should be assembling for, but they're not. They assembled in front of the White House because Obama is the president. And it's plain and simple. And it didn't just bother me. It bothered, of all people, it bothered a Washington Post writer. That's right, of all people, a writer for the Washington Post. Her name is Petula Vorak, said in her column this morning, it all felt a little crazy. It all felt a bit much, almost vulgar. My first reaction was to cringe. Now, I really don't care what the Arab world thinks of us, but she says, are we simply creating a star-spangled recruitment tape for a new generation of terrorists killing in the name of their new martyr, meaning Osama bin Laden? Now, that's something that you can't forget. I mean, he is martyred after all, even though they can't make a pilgrimage to see his where he was killed and make a shrine because they threw the body overboard in the North Arabian Sea. Of course, they had to do the traditional sheet dress and a dressing around the body of Osama because we had to bury him right away in order not to offend Muslims. This is why it bothered me so much, because these college kid types who are out there with their eyes blaring and their mouths flapping and their Obama Biden signs and their Latinos for Obama signs flapping in the breeze. Oh yeah, I saw them. Don't think I didn't see them. I saw them, all right. So we have these people who normally, if this was you and me, or if it was someone on the right, or let's say this was a tea party. Let's say this was a tea party, okay, assembling in a flash mob via Twitter. And we go out, and they got the cameras on us, and the president is John McCain or George Bush, or you fill in the blank of whoever. Do you think that they wouldn't turn around and say, that we are creating a recruitment tape for new generations of terrorists? After all, right, there wasn't Gitmo? Wasn't Gitmo a training tool for terrorists around the world, right? That was the talking point for 8 years, that because we locked people up in Gitmo, and some of the Ron Paulies, too, were running around saying it, because we lock these people up with Gitmo and they don't have a fair trial and they're not charged with anything because they're caught in the enemy, they're enemy combatants, they're caught on the battlefield, that is a training tool, it is a propaganda tool for the terrorists. Well, they just went ahead and did it. The left are hypocrites. They're hypocrites. This is proof. They've made fools of themselves over and over again. Okay. Then you have Andrea Mitchell of MSNBC, Alan Greenspan's wife. She's doing a report and she goes on to say this.
That it was a big issue in the campaign in 2004, John Kerry arguing that he could have been captured in Tora Bora if troops had not been moved from Afghanistan to Iraq. So that became a big campaign issue. Another irony, this is the 8th anniversary, May 1st, of Mission Accomplished in Iraq, the appearance by President George W. Bush on the Abraham Lincoln, and that declaration, which we know was a premature declaration and became very controversial in itself, but Mission Accomplished became sort of an iconic phrase in U.S. political policy and political parlance, and now this could be President Obama coming out and, without literally saying it, having accomplished it, accomplished the mission that two American presidents tried before to capture or kill Osama bin Laden did.
Well, if that's the case, then why don't we go back and start giving credit to Richard Nixon for ending the Vietnam War? Of course, he was labeled a warmonger all throughout his presidency. Isn't that correct? But he actually ended the war. Ended a war that was started by Democrats. And then another Democrat kept going with it. Lyndon Johnson kept it going. And then finally, he was outseated. And Nixon took over. And yes, he did bomb them ferociously, Vietnam. But then he eventually ended the war. So now, if we're doing this precedent with Andrea Mitchell at state-run media, as it's called, the Obama media outlet, MSNBC, then we should do that with all Republican presidents then. Okay? So then we could also say that, I mean, come on, we're going to have to say, now that we're setting this precedent, we're going to have to say that, you know, George Bush actually did something of worth going in and taking these people out, because it wasn't Bill Clinton who pursued it when he should have, which would have avoided 9/11 altogether. So we have to give credit to credit was due, because we're setting a precedent here. And after all, Obama had nothing to do with this except giving the green light and the go-ahead. This has been years and years in the making, folks. They're already trying to politicize this. You heard this. People are going to turn off the show if I really start with Andrea Mitchell and the words that I have for her and the other colleagues at MSNBC. So I'm just going to try to calm down for a minute, because it's building. It's starting to build. And profanity is going to come out of my mouth. And I know that some people have problems with profanity these days, even though that there's so much evil in the world going on. But a little profanity will make you just turn that close button on the window off. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that they're already going to start this. They're going to try to milk it for everything that they, for all that it's worth. They're going to try to milk this as his victory, when meanwhile, this was years in the making. Meanwhile, this is, do you remember that fat slob Rosie O'Donnell all through 2003 to 2006 when she was on The View? And she would get up there and she would cry for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that he was being tortured in a process known as rendition, which is also known as enhanced interrogation. And Fat Rosie, there's one thing that I agree with Donald Trump on, calling her Fat Rosie, Fat Mouth, was always on The View talking about how Americans torture. Right, we torture Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, we torture these people, we put them upside down, we hang them upside down, we pour spring water over them so they get the illusion that they're drowning, and we torture them, and then we go into their rooms and their cells in the middle of the night, and we blast Black Sabbath in their ear, because it's torture. Yeah, well, what these people are going to have to come to grips with, and any Republican candidate running for president against Obama in 2012, what you need to do is very simple. You need to remind the American people that it was, in fact, torture that got bin Laden today in 2011. If it wasn't for the process, the enhanced interrogation of the detainees in Gitmo, people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others who knew who the courier, bin Laden's courier, a man who goes by the pseudonym named Nom de Guerre, which is French for names of wars, Nom de Guerre. If it wasn't for in 2007, we learned that man's real name in 2007, not in 2009, not in 2010, not in 2011, no, from taking these detainees and screwing with their minds, we got the name of the courier, and that led to Osama's location, and that is how we got here, okay? We got here through enhanced interrogation and rendition, not giving them chocolate on their pillows every night, not giving them halal meals, not giving them extra Qurans to read, not giving them Harry Potter in Arabic, in the Arabic form, in the Arabic language version, okay? Not giving them movies to watch, not giving them whatever. We got this through mind-fucking. And that is what people like Obama were against. This is what people like Andrea Mitchell used to go on nightly. Chris Matthews, Keith Olbermann, we're torturing these people. This is what they used to say over and over again. Now they're looking the other way. They're not going to admit that Bush was right. And that's how we got bin Laden. Well, that's one of the ways anyhow. One of the ways, anyhow, again, military might, military ingenuity, intelligence, rendition, and a little bit of luck. Not Obama. I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to close out.
I'll get you.
So that's it. Osama's been dying. Osama dead, shot in the head, killed by not Obama, killed by our valiant U.S. troops, Navy SEALs, Special Forces, the elite teams, the intelligence community. Rendition. Rendition authorized by George W. Bush in the 2000s, in the year 2000s. That's right, I said it. Please don't come up to me crying in your beer. Please don't. Please don't come up to me saying, Mr. L, it's all over, man. We're going to be with Obama for another 4 years. There's no way that Republicans can combat him capturing Osama bin Laden. Yes, there is. I just told you what it was before the break. Before the break. George Bush is going to be vindicated in the next couple of months. He wrote in his book, his biography, never regretted giving the authorization to waterboard Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, which gave us information about Nom de Guerre, the pseudonym for the courier that we finally eventually found his name in 2007 through and in rendition, waterboarding, confessions. And he told, George Bush told the London Times newspaper in November that it was damn right that he authorized such use of force on Sheikh Mohammed. So there you go. There you go. This is a vindication of the Bush policy to what they call torture. And that's it. So don't come up to me and cry in your beer. And then also don't come up to me and tell me, oh, Mr. L, you're a killjoy. We just killed, we killed the mastermind of the 9/11 plot. Oh, no, I'm not a killjoy. You think I'm not going to celebrate? You're crazy. I'm going to celebrate tonight. Right after I do this show, I'm going right to the liquor store. I'm going down to the liquor store. I'm picking up a nice bottle of Glenfiddich or Glenlivet Scotch. I'm going to get a cigar. And that's what I'm going to do tonight, okay? I'm getting ossified. I'm getting plastered. I am going to celebrate this. I'm going to watch the news, and I'm going to watch the information as it comes out. I don't want to go rub elbows with liberals in a bar. I'd rather just stay home and drink and watch and relax in the comfort of my own home. That's it. I'm going to celebrate. What are you kidding? Of course I acknowledge that this is a great moment in history, but I'm saying you got to give credit what credit is due. And Obama, he doesn't even deserve the credit. As before the break, I said the only thing that he could get credit for was pulling the trigger. Yeah, okay, maybe. But then you see John Brennan get up there in a news press conference. First they come out, they get Jake Carney, that weasel. He comes out, and what does he say? What is the first thing he says? Candidate Obama has been talking about this since 2007, that we have to go into Pakistan, and that our strategic goal is in Pakistan. He's been saying it all through the campaign of 2008. Candidate Senator Obama said this, and candidate Senator Obama said that. Yeah, okay. Listen, if you didn't know that Osama bin Laden was in Pakistan or on the mountainous border of the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, where he was, either in a cave or in some sort of structure that he was found in, you had to be nuts. I had a guy on my show, Dan Hill, predicted both World Trade Center attacks. He was telling me for 2 years that the guy is in Pakistan. He's in Pakistan. He's either in the mountains or he's somewhere in Jalalabad somewhere. Okay, so we knew this, okay? Obama wasn't a genius. He wasn't a genius. And he knew. They were talking to get John Brennan, the dumbest man in Washington, known by his peers. He's sitting there, oh, I've been following bin Laden for 15 years. I've been following, like he's Dr. Loomis in Halloween. You know, like he's Dr. Loomis in Halloween stalking Michael Myers. I've been following him for 15 years. You've been doing nothing. Let me break. You're known as the dumbest man in Washington, John Brennan. And he's sitting up there saying that we're 99.9% sure we got him. What is that about? 99.9%. 99.9%. What is that about? What is that? What's with the point? You can't give us one more point? You're not totally, positively, 100% sure that you shot bin Laden in the head and then eased his body into the North Arabian Sea with the proper headdress? And then they asked him, what was the process before you killed him? Oh, well, Obama, he was going around the room and he was deliberating because he was very concerned to hear everybody's viewpoint because he's such a smart guy, right? He's such a smart guy. We have to hear every viewpoint, every idea in the room because he's got to get it all. He's got to take it in. He's got to contemplate it. No, you don't need to contemplate nothing. What do you need to contemplate? You pull the trigger, that's it. No deliberation. You see, these people, I'm going to tell you, please do not despair, my conservative friends. I know this seems like a masterful victory, but these people, all of them, they're the gang that couldn't shoot straight. They are going to fuck this up as sure as I'm sitting here. All you got to do is sit back, get the popcorn and the Glenlivet and the beer, and watch the show. Okay, you do like I do. Stop taking this personally. It isn't going to happen. These people are going to screw this up. Look at the way they're talking. They gave him a burial. They gave him a burial on the ship Vincent with the imam. And we had to put him in the water. Why did you put him in the water? I don't know. We do that often. We put people. When do you put people in the water? We had to do it right away. We had to wrap him in a certain type of shroud. We had to throw him overboard. How did you throw him overboard? Is the sheet going to stick? Is he going to wash ashore 6 months from now? Would that be priceless? Would that be just priceless if all of a sudden Osama's body washes up to shore? You wake up one morning and there he is, and there's a bunch of the peaceful religion people, the religion of pieces, the members of the religion of pieces, taking their shoes off and smashing their heads with their own shoes, you know, and they're so excited that they found the body of Osama and washed up the shore like a gift from Allah, right? And then they're sketchy about releasing a photo. Why wouldn't you want to release a photo? Why wouldn't you want to release photo of this? It goes back to my original point when I started this show off. You know they have to release the photo. Has to be. There's already a photo circulating, and it's already, I could tell you already, it's a fraud. It's a fraud. It's been photoshopped. It's been altered. You could see it. It's like the birth certificate all over again. I'm telling you, I think that what this is going to be for Obama now. He's going to milk this for a year and a half. Is it the photo? Is it bin Laden? Is it not bin Laden? Just like with the birth certificate issue. And the verifiers can get behind this now that the birth certificate is dead. Now they can get behind the photo. Oh, yeah. Listen. Mark my words. Write it down. Write it down. Take it to Chinatown. That's all. I'm telling you right now this is going to happen. But why wouldn't you release a photo? What are you doing? Who do you think you're going to offend? You already offended them. You killed their god. They turned them into a martyr. You kidding me? You think not releasing a photo, they're going to give you respect? Oh, my God. It's the same thing with these people all through the years of George Bush with Guantanamo. And these people are down there, and they're giving them halal meals, and they're giving them Arabic versions of Harry Potter, and they're giving them Qurans, and they're letting them pray, and they're going out in the sun, and they're reading newspapers, going on the internet, surfing porn, whatever they do down there, and they're telling you that this is a recruitment tool, and they're worried now to release a photo because they think it's going to be a recruitment tool. You already turned him into a martyr. There's nothing you could do about it. I'm happy you made him a martyr, but I want to see video. I want to see video, okay? Why can't we see video? There's video of this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The president watched this, by the way. President watched this in the Situation Room. They watched it go down. Produce the video, please. We want to see it. Why won't they do it? I don't know. Why can't we see the body? Well, you're never going to see the body. Now that he sleeps with the fishes, you can't see it. What are we to do? I really don't have the answer for you, but there's a lot of questions here to be asked. It raises a lot of afterthoughts. afterthoughts about our relationships with Pakistan, how they were hiding him in plain sight. Why were we giving Pakistanis all this money if they were hiding Osama bin Laden? What's going to happen in the war if we caught bin Laden and that was the goal, then technically the war in Afghanistan should be over, right? Folks, there's more violence going on the American-Mexican border than there is on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. That's a fact. So since we got this dirty bastard, old dirty bastard, why not take the troops that we have and put them on the border? There's more of a threat coming from our porous border in Mexico and the United States, Arizona, Texas, California, than there is in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Okay? So why aren't we doing something about it? And that's what I have to say to you. That's what I mean. This is not over. This is not over. And I don't think, and I've been saying this, as I've said, I've been saying this for 2 years now. Even if you totally decimate Al-Qaeda, and this is what these people in the Obama administration, Obama, Janet Napolitano, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, they don't get it. Obama comes out there last night and he says we're not at war with Islam and that Osama bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. That is bullcrap. It means nothing. It is a lot of peppery rhetoric that he throws around, and it means that they don't understand. There are other groups like Al-Shabaab. There are other people like Anwar al-Awlaki, who's in Yemen. There are people who are lone nuts, like Hassan, Muslims like Hassan. That was an attack on our soil. Then you had two other attempted attacks, Christmas underwear bomber, Times Square bomber, okay? Who are the people that are doing this? What is the ideology that is driving them to do this? What is the religion that is driving them to do this? Why do they keep doing this over and over and over again? Why do they keep trying to do this over and over again? Who are they? What is their religion? Why can't we say what it is? Why can't we say that the problem is with radical Islam or Islam, period? Why? They don't get it. They still are prancing around with this politically correct, peppery rhetoric of BS. It's BS. It's all BS. And he better be very careful because, as you know, it's not over. You might have already read about the plans in motion for retaliation that they put in place years ago in case bin Laden was ever captured or killed. So it's on the way. And what it's going to be in the form of, nobody really knows. So Mr. Obama better be very careful where he parades around the country, where he sits there and he says that the world and America is a safer place. Is it? Is it? Is it a safer place? We were attacked in Fort Hood. We had two attempted attacks. We had another one in Oregon, Christmas of last year. Underwear bomber, Times Square bomber, as I've said previously. It's not over. And these groups, it doesn't matter. Al-Qaeda, I've been saying this for years. Al-Qaeda doesn't matter. It matters. It's a public thing. It's a propaganda thing. It's a confidence-building thing for the country. It's a revenge thing for the country. It's good for the people and the families of 9/11, the victims' families. But it's not over. So you have to get past saying that it's an Al-Qaeda problem when it's not an Al-Qaeda problem. It's an Islam problem! When will they realize that? I don't know. But it's very easy to be fatalistic about this. You could say that this guarantees Obama's re-election, and it's the end of America as we know it. I'd say not so fast. I'd say not so fast. A lot of things can happen in a year and a half. You have to remember things were going good for George H.W. Bush as well in the Gulf War, and that didn't translate exactly into his re-election. And why? Because the Democrats exploited his poor handling of the economy. That's right. And while George W. Bush did get reelected, whether or not the jury's still out on whether or not it was because they captured Saddam Hussein and brought him to justice is up in the air. The economy was much better in 2003 than it is now. It was much better for Bush than it was for Obama. So what I'm saying to you is, it ain't over. It isn't over. This is not just about Obama capturing, killing Osama bin Laden. This is about the economy. This is about inflation. This is about paying $5 to $7 a gas maybe in the summer. This is about the jobless rate. If they can't bring it down past 7%, he's one and done. And it's also not only about chaos in the streets over a terrorist attack. There could be chaos in the streets over a really bad economy. And the fact that we've gone broke and we can't pay for entitlements, unemployment, free college, and pension benefits anymore. And it's also not about a pending nuclear bomb. It's also about a pending debt bomb. I'm out of here.